reflecting upon this fact that, as we said, that everyone wants to be happy, that no one wants to suffer, in order to free ourselves and others from their suffering, to lead them to happiness, that we must, in order to find complete happiness, we must train our mind in the Dharma. And what is the purpose of training our mind? It is through the training of the mind that we will be able to eliminate all our various faults and to bring to consummation all our excellent qualities. If we were able to accomplish this end, to eliminate our various faults and to bring the consummation of our excellent qualities, then our own welfare would be completely fulfilled. But not only that, we would be able to bring about the ultimate welfare and benefit to others. Section on going for refuge. Such a person is able to bring about the ultimate welfare of both ourselves and others. notice that since this individual has eliminated all their various faults and brought to consummation all their excellent qualities, if we were to go to refuge to them, they would be able to protect us. That we develop a sense of conviction, a faith in such a person, that is someone who has eliminated all their various faults and developed to consummation all their excellent qualities, that simply from though the objects of refuge have this ability, their ability doesn't exist from their own. The ability of actually protecting us from our problems doesn't exist only from their own side. That in order for them that there be an actual protecting of us from future problems, there must be a combination of two factors. That is, they must have the ability from their own side, through having eliminated their various faults and brought the confirmation of excellent qualities. But from our side, there must be a development of a relationship with them. There must be a going for refuge, a seeking protection, a pinning of one's hopes on their ability to help us. That they, from their own side, without our entering into a relationship with them, cannot in any way actually protect us. It is only through this developing a complete combination of the two, they're having the ability and us availing ourselves of that, of their ability, that this combination, this two, will be able to actually bring about the elimination of our suffering and bring us happiness. Would be simply the snapping of our fingers. That this, in order that the snapping of the fingers do actually be brought about, it requires a combination of factors that coming together. And though, so the thumb has the potential to snap, the finger has the potential to snap, but each by themselves cannot bring about the manifest snapping of the fingers. They together, working together in relationship, can bring about the snapping of the fingers. Objects of refuge, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, the spiritual community, have the potential to protect us. And though from their side they have this potency, this ability, still if we do not establish a relationship with that potential, this ability is not going to be able to be manifested, that it's going to simply remain as a potential. That is the combination of there from their side, having this potential, this ability, and our side establishing a relationship, going actually availing ourselves of their qualities in which they possess, having eliminated all their various faults, having developed these excellent qualities, that they are able to actually act as a source of refuge. The Buddha has eliminated his various faults and brought a confirmation from his own excellent qualities, but he cannot. Buddhists cannot help us from their side alone. It must be this entering into a combination, a relationship of a combination between the two, which affords the actual refuge. Very much our mind would be analogous to an upside down, a container turned upside down. That is to say, if we were not to develop a conviction or a faith and pin our hopes on the three jewels, then our mind would be as if a container turned upside down.
I'm not saying that I'm not doing that.
state where there's this container which is turned upside down, there's nothing that, though the Buddhas have great compassion, they're extremely caring, though they have great understanding, though they have a great ability, and they are as if there's nothing for them to hook onto. It's as if there's a smooth, flat surface. There's nothing which is the Buddhas are trying to hook us as if with their understanding, with their compassion, and there's nothing for their hook to catch on to. It's like our mind is closed to being caught, to being helped. The Buddhas have a very sharp hook from their side. There's nothing for them to catch on to. If we begin to understand our reflect upon our situation and create something with our open our mind to the possibility of being helped. And this comes about when we begin to appreciate reflect upon the suffering that we have been going undergoing, that we are presently undergoing, and we will go undergo in the future, then we develop an anxiety about future possible suffering, and you thinking that how much worse it could be in the future, that if we were to be reborn as a hell being or hungry ghost, and that you go for protection to the three jewels, that you know, please help me, but having out of fear, a sense of anxiety of future possible suffering, and this actually going opens up the mind. It is as if we are creating something which the Buddhas can catch onto and help lift us up, and thereby it is this, we are availing ourselves of the potential of the three jewels, thinking that there's no one else but you who can protect me from these future suffering, predisposes us to be able to be helped by them.
Thank you.
we mentioned previously, there are two causes for going for refuge. And the first of these was an anxiety about our suffering, present and future possible suffering, and that developing the conviction and a faith in the ability. The second cause being having developing the ability, and the conviction and the faith in the abilities of the Buddha. And out of this comes a sense of please help me with my difficulties. Quality of mind, of openness to help, is the development of a loop within our mind by which the Buddhists can hook on. Also have previously discussed the way of going for refuge in the sense of the way we are to think of our relationship with the Buddha, Dharma, and the spiritual community, that we ourselves as individuals we should see ourselves as sick individuals, and that the Buddha is a doctor, the Dharma is the medicine to alleviate our ills, and the spiritual community are as if nurses assisting in our getting well. Sickness is not strongly manifested presently. Still, it sees the potential for it exists within our mind. The root of our sickness are the various afflictive emotions of attachment, hatred, and delusion. The actual illness are the afflictive emotions, though there are intervals where we experience a peaceful, happy mind. If we were to become angry, then our peace is instantly lost. That our mind, as it becomes, we're suffering at that very moment a mental illness, and this also can go on. Consequences. We can become physically ill out of this. And so the instant that that an afflictive emotion arises, we become ill. That the moment our mind becomes unpeaceful, ill at ease, disease, dis-ease. This moment attachment arises, our mind becomes dis-ease. That though there are intervals when we're relatively at peace with ourselves, calm, that the disease, the root of the dis-ease is still present within our mind, though it's not manifested. There are said to be 84,000 ills of the afflictive emotion. There are the 21,000 associated with attachment, 21,000 associated with hatred, 21,000 associated with delusion, and 21,000 which are associated with the combination of all three of those. So a total of 84,000 ills of afflictive emotion. And the Buddha taught 84,000 dharmas as antidotes to these 84,000 afflictive emotions.
Thank you.
So the actual medicine to cure the illness of the afflictive emotion is the practice of Dharma. There's nothing other than this practice of Dharma which can act as medicine. And that which is a panacea curing all our ills is the medicine of the awakening heart and the wisdom of emptiness. Having prescribed a medicine to cure our ills, it's necessary that we practice it. That is to say, that we take the medicine. And in the taking of the medicine of Dharma, we avail ourselves of the assistance of the spiritual community. This refers to the spiritual community of superiors or Aryas, those individuals who have a direct realization of emptiness. These individuals, since the actual ultimate medicine to our ills is the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness, it is these individuals who, having had this realization themselves, are able to assist us in generating this realization within ourselves. So this is the actual spiritual community or sangha. So we have the three. We have the teacher who shows us the means to develop the exalted wisdom of realizing emptiness, who is referred to as the king of physicians, the king of Dharma, the Dharma being the actual ultimate Dharma being the exalted wisdom of realization of emptiness, and those individuals who have realized it and act to assist us in developing that wisdom ourselves. Their own welfare through the elimination of their various faults and their development of excellence. second of the refuges is that of the Jewel of Dharma. And there are the, as we mentioned, that the afflictive emotions are the source of all our sufferings. And we are seeking to abandon, to eliminate these sources of suffering, the afflictive emotions. And there are many types of afflictive emotions, so therefore there are many types of abandonment. But we can say that there is the abandonment of these afflictive emotions is referred to as a true cessation. And that which brings about the true cessation is the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness. So there are these two aspects to the Dharma jewel. There are the aspect of true cessation, and then there is the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness, which leads to true cessation.
Spiritual community are somewhere a long way off.
do in this situation. The Buddhas just don't seem to be around for us. We should, as it is taught in the Lam Rim, or the graduated path to awakening, that we should reflect upon the fact that the spiritual, our spiritual friend, is in fact an emanation of the Buddha. Those who teach us the Dharma are to be looked on as representatives of the Buddha. And we should cultivate this way of looking at the situation. Previously, when the Buddha was teaching in the world, that he taught the systematically the presentation of the path. First, you should practice this, and second, you should practice this, and then you should practice this, setting out the course of practice. And it is our spiritual master, our Lama, who just like the Buddha himself, simply sets out the method of practice, gives the teaching. Now you should practice this, now you should practice this. That the presentation of the practice is exactly the same as it was being taught by the Buddha, with the same unmistakable manner of presentation. Therefore, we should cultivate the view that the Lama, the spiritual master, is in fact the Buddha. Again, with respect to the jewel of Dharma, the jewel of Dharma, as was mentioned, is in fact the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness, and we simply don't have the direct realization of emptiness. That this again, it is quite a long way off for us. We will in the future, at some time, we will gain the direct realization of emptiness, but we don't have it at present. It's not directly available to us at the moment. So what can we do as far as practice is to generate, we should implement the methods for its eventual generation. And this would be how we can make use of the jewel of the Dharma. And how can we do that in our immediate situation? We can begin with implementing the methods of going for refuge and the abandonment of the 10 unskillful actions and the cultivation of the 10 skillful actions. And this is the method whereby we will eventually generate the direct wisdom of emptiness, which is the real Dharma jewel. So it is this for us at present, this abandonment and cultivation is the Dharma jewel. Thank you. cultivation of these skillful and unskillful actions, we will establish ourselves in the training of ethics. In dependence upon the training of ethics, we can go on to subdue the coarse qualities of our mind through meditative stabilization. In dependence upon generating meditative stabilization, we can develop wisdom, and specifically that of wisdom understanding emptiness. We can do that in this very life, this very lifetime, if we are great minded enough. For those who do not have this vast quality of mind, then in this life, though, they can carry on the abandonment of the 10 unskillful actions and cultivate 10 skillful actions, and though they may not be able to go on from there to gain an understanding of emptiness, still, if they're meditating on emptiness during the course of this life, and if, when they attain a human life in the future due to the ethics which they have been practicing, they will have predispositions to the understanding of emptiness. And it is as if we are planting the seed of the understanding of emptiness during the course of this life, and in future life, out of the seed, will come the sprout of realization. Set out by our spiritual master, our Lama, that, and additionally, we should seek to create a harmonious relationship with this, within our spiritual community, and develop a sense of caring for one another. Out of this, implementing the teachings as set out by the Lama in the context of the spiritual community. We will eventually gain direct realization of emptiness, and that this is to say that we will generate the Dharma jewel within our own mind, and that we ourselves will become superiors. That once we as individuals having become superiors, then we will no longer create a type of karma which will perpetuate cyclic existence. We no longer are creating karma which will perpetuate cyclic existence. Though we have created the karma in the past, we will no longer create that type of karma. Are doing that we are seeking to transform ourselves into objects of refuge, that we ourselves become the object of refuge of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Our future object to which we are seeking to attain is our own Buddhahood. This is our ultimate refuge. Our ultimate object of refuge is our own Buddhahood. Our future refuge is the transformation of ourselves individually into the three objects of refuge of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. But presently, we aren't Buddhas. We don't have Dharma within our mind, and we aren't Sangha, the spiritual community in the sense of superior. So presently, we avail ourselves of others who have accomplished these ends, in order to achieve our ultimate refuge, our own Buddhahood, we avail ourselves of others who have achieved these ends, others than ourselves who have become Buddhas, superiors, and exalted wisdom, realizing emptiness. So we have not attained these qualities yet. So we avail ourselves of those who in fact have. Thank you. going for refuge is something which is within your own mind. The objects of refuge exist without, outside of your own mind. It said that if we have faith in the Buddhas, in the three jewels, and belief, then there are that they can help us, that they can eliminate